Oh, I should use the pause button on this. That would help. I've only just noticed it. So when things go
There's a
wrong, I actually
pause
pause it. I've just realized there's a fucking pause button. Fucking hell.
button.
Okay, all right. 3, 2, 1.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds.
Set the truth shall set you free.
You can't handle the truth.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
No. I am the father.
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
I don't want to brag, but I will. I was in the Avengers.
The Avengers?
Yeah.
That's great.
Thank you.
What is that?
Hasta la vista, baby.
Hello and welcome back to the Creative Control Movie Podcast. I'm your host, Kenan, and thank you for joining us on today's new episode, episode 54. Joining on me today's episode, two of our regulars, we have Neil and Lee. How are you doing, gentlemen?
Doing good, doing good. How are you?
Good, good.
I'm very well.
Good to hear, Lee. Good to hear. Right, so today's episode, we're focusing on the Oceans movie franchise. Okay, so this is Oceans 11, Oceans 12, Oceans 13, and Oceans 8. If you don't know what that is the sort of like, it was a sequel,
yeah.
Which was with the all-female cast with Sandra Bullock, who played Danny Ocean's sister, I believe. Right, so it was still an Oceans movie. So we're here today to kind of pitch our ideas. What's next for this franchise? Is there still a sequel there, or do we go for a reboot? Because it's been over 20 years since the first movie. So by today's standards, that's you're well entitled to go down the reboot route. So each of us are going to give our ideas and let us know what their plans are. And we're also going to come up with some casting ideas for our reboot or sequels. Okay. But just before that, thank you very much for listening. Please support our YouTube channel and our podcast. Make sure you like, share and subscribe here on YouTube. And obviously, if you're listening to the audio, follow us on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, anywhere, good pods, anywhere you get your podcast. Right. Thank you very much for that. And so let's move. Neil, I'm going to get you to go first. Are you going sequel or reboot?
I am going reboots.
Okay.
I think predominantly because I think Ocean's 11 as a film, even though Ocean's 11 itself is a reboot of Ocean's 11 Rat Pack, I think it was so kind of masterfully done that Ocean's 12 and Ocean's 13, just they couldn't compare to that first one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I think Ocean's 8, just the fact that they try to make it a quasi side quest sequel just didn't really do anything for it. Mm-hmm. Like, I spent the entire movie sitting there watching, waiting, am I going to get a cameo?
Yeah, and they actually killed off Danny Ocean in that movie, in theory. Yeah. You know, legally, he's dead. Mm. But that was such a bizarre take, because if you hadn't have thrown that in there, then you're thinking potentially a cameo or something, but it pretty much opens that up with the movie, right? So spoilers if you haven't seen Ocean's 8. Sorry. But yeah, it's that to me was a strange decision to do that, because you could have built on that universe and have them cross over at some point.
Yeah.
But there we go. Okay, so take me through your reboot idea.
Right. Well, my reboot idea is... I mean, initially, I guess I'm going to get some flack for this, because my reboot is essentially just a quasi-black version of Ocean's 11, so to speak. Well, I say quasi-black. My cast is more diversified.
Okay. Okay.
So my Danny Ocean is Chris Rock.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Right? Which when I say, so that's my Danny Ocean, the rest of the cast shall sort of like, oh, okay, now I see why you did that.
See where your mind's going. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I will explain why some cast members are there. Right.
Okay.
So,
right. Go for it. Shoot.
Yeah, so my Danny Ocean is Chris Rock, as I said. My Rusty, who was Brad Pitt's character, would be Dave Chappelle.
Okay. Okay.
I think Chris
Rock and this already.
Chappelle, just even if they're not cracking jokes all the time, just from a conversational standpoint, they are. They're the guys. The Linus character, who was like Matt Damon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, there was kind of and an R in about whether he was not, I think, Danny Ocean's son or Brad Pitt's son in the film, or he was somebody's son.
I know. Yeah. So yeah, they didn't reveal it. I think until maybe the second or third movie, but his dad works for the FBI or something like that. I think.
Right. Okay. So yeah, he was somebody's son. Right. Mm-hmm. Him. I did think John David Washington, but I did scrap that idea. I did scrap that idea because I think he is he's a bit too cool.
For this cast, I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I went with Damson Idris, he's Franklin Saint in the TV show Snowfall.
I'm not familiar, so I'm just going to look him up. So what's his name?
Damson Idris. He is a really good actor. It's a very serious...
Oh, okay, yes, I know the face, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very serious role, but I think because he is fairly young and he's of the age that he could be like a younger brother or a son to one of those two characters. The Bernie Mac character, whose name was Frank Cotton, I have John C. Reilly.
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
For is it Saul?
Saul.
Yeah. For Saul, I have Morgan Freeman.
Okay. Nice. Right. Yeah. I can't go wrong with Morgan.
I have to point out, a lot of the people I would have wanted to cast are dead. Mm-hmm. Right?
I can see that being a problem. Yeah.
Which is what led me, because I was like, there were people like Alan Arkin, and I was like, yeah, I want Alan Arkin. But I ran out. I was like, okay, fine. If you remember, there was like the three younger guys. One was James... was Scott Kahn, one was Eddie Jameson, and the other was Casey Affleck.
Were they supposed to be brothers or just best friends? I can't remember. There's two of them.
They were just best friends. It was the three
best friends. But you had that bickering back and forth constantly between the two.
So for them, I went a bit wild with them. Mm-hmm. But again, there is explanations. So I wanted Terry Crews as one of the three.
Nice.
I wanted Andy Samberg.
Right, okay. Right, yeah.
As the other. And I wanted Logan Paul as the third.
Okay. Didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I can see, you know, I mean, I've been watching, obviously, I don't watch his podcast religiously, but I see clips all the time on TikTok and stuff like that. But I see what he does in WWE, and he's got the chops. I can see that. He's, I like that.
And the core cast, the other two members of the team, where I wanted Naomi Aki to be one of the team members.
Yeah.
And I wanted John Cena to be another one.
Okay.
Because I want people who...
Not Batista?
No, not Batista. Cena, right? Because I want people who are funny, but they're not... It's like a... I don't know how to explain it, but like Cena, in my head, looking at it, Cena fits because he doesn't fit, so to speak.
Yeah, I kind of get it. So if you look at something like, Peacemaker is very obvious, but something like Trainwreck.
Yes.
You know, that kind of strange character, he shouldn't be funny, but is. So yeah, okay, I get that.
Yeah. So I had that. And my villain, so to speak, was I was torn between the main villain. Mm-hmm. I was torn between three names. And I will tell you all three names, and then I will tell you who I'm heavily leaning towards. The first name was Sylvester Stallone.
Okay. I could see that, especially since his turn in Tulsa.
So Sylvester Stallone. And the other two were Bill Murray.
Okay.
Or Eddie Murphy.
Oh, see, I'd go for Eddie Murphy. I think he could really deliver that.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the mini villain, so to speak, would be Logan Paul.
Right, okay.
So I would want it that during the course of my story, once they've said, this is who we're going to rob, and we're going to rob this person on this date at this time and whatever, there's a disagreement maybe about who gets what cut or whatever it is. There's a disagreement, and Logan Paul's like, fine. And he, he storms out, and then they're like, oh, go get him. And it's like, oh, can't get him. But then he comes back, and he comes back kind of like hat in his hands, fine, I'll take whatever cut I can get.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, all right, cool. You've accepted that you're not getting whatever it is you want, but we're all cool. And what he has done is he's gone off and he's told the villain.
Okay.
Right.
Classic Logan Paul heel turn.
Yes. I want my Logan Paul heel turn. Right. And the love interest would be Janelle Monáe.
That sounds familiar. What's she been in?
She's in Moonlight. She's in Glass Onion. She's the twin sister in Glass Onion.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'd have her. She's the love interest. And what the kind of basic storyline is at a social media convention, maybe like a convention or awards, something where you've got a lot of social media people there. And initially, my first thought was, it'd be at Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I love Comic-Con so much, but I think social media generates more money than a Comic-Con would. Mm-hmm. And this is about stealing money. So I was like, no, social media event. But maybe it's something like a social media boxing match.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I need, I need.
Well, like the YouTube boxers,
Yeah. Like YouTube boxers, a massive event like that, where there's going to be a lot of money in one place. And the thing is, you're going to have a lot of famous people, but you're going to have a lot of craziness going on. Because I need it, if it's in Vegas, you've got showgirls and cabaret and all of that stuff.
And the glitz and glamour, yeah.
You need the glitz and glamour, but I also needed reasons why, you'd have people with phones all over the place taking pictures and stuff and video recording everything so that you could have it basically like in Ocean's 11, where they've already pulled off the job.
So, but
they've got the camera feed.
Yes.
You'd have a situation like that, but it's someone who they're like, this person's live streaming, so clearly they're not there. So they're like, oh, this person's live streaming, and then
social media is sort of like their alibi.
Yeah, social media is their alibi. Oh, this person's live streaming, but in reality, it's not them. They've already committed the robbery kind of deal.
Okay. I like it. Okay. So based on the type of movie that you're going for, I'm really surprised you didn't shout out Kevin Hart. When you said Chris Rock and Chappelle, I thought that was coming.
No, because you know what it was for me? It was because of this ensemble cast, I was like, if I have if I have Kevin Hart, then I kind of need The Rock.
you don't have to have The Rock behind. Yeah, okay.
I know, but that's just like his perfect tag team partner, his perfect comedy, you know, who he can, like, bounce off.
I would have just had The Rock as, like, a bouncer at the fine, you know, like, security, well, a throwaway cameo, you know, very, very small.
Because it being a social media event or, like, a social media boxing event or something, it gives me the opportunity to have a whole bunch of different level celebrities there.
Yeah, yeah. So, and just playing themselves, yeah.
Yeah, so you can have a Kevin Hart cameo or Rock cameo, you know. I wanted The Miz and Maurice to be there, and I wanted them to cause a distraction. I don't want them in the film as a main character. They would be playing themselves, but I want, like, just a moment where maybe they think, like, The Miz is in league with them, so a bit where The Miz is, like, I just have an image in my head of The Miz with his phone self-recording, and then all you see is of, like, I'm The Miz, and just as he's about to play awesome, he just gets tackled by security. Like, you see it through a phone screen.
Through the live feed,
And then the phone just flies.
Cool. That's a really cool concept. I like the actors you picked. You got some really good established names there. I like the social media aspect. I think that's really cool and, you know, very much within today's, you know, arena. And especially if you did it at an event like a YouTube boxing event where it's loads of celebrities or something like that, or even a UFC fight or something like that. So was there a boxing match in the first one as well, wasn't there? Because it was around the big fight.
That's what kind of, because as I said, this is essentially kind of like a remake.
Yeah, I get that.
Whereas the original is fairly old, like, it's, you know, because the original was Frank Sinatra and the Rat Pack. Because of that, I thought the nostalgia of the first Ocean's film is the remake. It is the George Clooney remake. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I need to have some semblance of, okay, this is a totally different story, but it is still, even though it's a different story, it's, I want, basically, when you watch it, you want to go and watch the original as well.
Yeah, you get those same beats throughout the movie. Yeah, I get that. Okay, nice pitch. I like it. That's some good stuff. Right. Lee, you're up. What have you got for us? Are you going for a reboot or a sequel?
Well, it was quite tough, really, but I think it's probably going to be a reboot rather than a sequel. I did think about, you know, possibly bringing the original cast back and maybe doing a hand the mantle over type thing, but they've kind of done what they did and sort of really end it there and start afresh. I haven't really got a story as such. I'd like to pitch, like, I was this sort of an English team versus an American team. Whether there's where they're, someone's playing them off one of each. I don't know whether there's be someone that's either testing the teams, or playing them up against each other, being in a scenario where you've got two teams working unknown of the other team. Something along those lines, that then they're sort of unaware of what's going on. You know, as far as they're concerned, they've got this job and they're carrying it out, but there's also another team working the same goal. And so you're obviously seeing both teams work together, and they will come up with scenarios, and then maybe there'll be some suspecting that something else is going on. So I haven't thought too much along that, but that's
kind of, I get that. So you basically can have this guy who's like, I want this item, diamonds, cash, whatever it is. Like you say, I'm hiring a team, but I want to make sure it's done. So I'm not just hiring one team. I'm hiring at least two teams, maybe even three teams. Something that reminds me a little bit of, there's a Rick and Morty episode where Morty's writing a heist episode for Netflix. And it's just a heist within a heist within a heist. And it's just like never ending. And it's like, I can see something like that. Almost a little bit like Anchorman, you know, where the news anchors get together. So you get this crescendo of suddenly all these different teams coming together, like, what the F? So, okay, I like that. That's cool.
That was kind of the idea. And I was thinking of, like, having, like, a women team as well. You know, that could possibly be working, or something on those lines, where you've got a mixture of teams coming together, unaware of each other, and then slowly but surely they might try and work it out, or maybe not.
Because you'll see it, because you might have like sort of like one main team, and things are going right sometimes, but things are going wrong sometimes, but you don't understand why they're going wrong, and then you'll switch to the angle of the other team where stuff is going wrong for them, but when they're doing something that's causing the knock-on effect.
Yeah, because I think I did like it in the first one where, you know, it was a kind of...
Like the pros and cons of each.
Yeah, and each character would come up against something, you know. And obviously you got to think ahead as well, you know. If you're thinking of doing, you know, possibly a trilogy of films, you know, to have all those multiple characters and everything. So I was thinking, trying to think ahead as well. I had some ideas of... I haven't come up with, like, you know, match like for like of the characters.
So no, that's
Danny
fine.
Ocean, I didn't really think about the characters. You know,
so what are some of the actors and actresses you want to see?
For the sort of the English squad, was going for, like, again, it was a difficult one to kind of cast, because you kind of want a comedy element, because I think it kind of worked with the George Clooney, Brad Pitt, they all had their place. And you had, like you say, some of them were more comedic, some of them had a slight bit of humour, some a little bit more serious. And, you know, so it was tough. But I went for sort of Ralph Fiennes as the kind of like the older, you know, guy that's very experienced. And maybe have Gary Oldman and... Nice. Liam Neeson, maybe as sort of like the older members of the crew. And then going down, maybe Henry Cavill. Tom Hardy. Benedict Cumberbatch. Christian Bale.
Sounds like an
expensive.
Real expensive. That's what Creative Control is about. It's all about being expensive. Blow the budget.
That's it. Yeah. Cillian Murphy. Idris Elba. Andrew Garfield.
Oh, yeah.
And Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah, so expensive. But I just thought there's a few I just tried to think of a cast that might play well together. There's a couple in there that have obviously done previous films before, and you know, just that'd be quite good. And I was thinking, as a villain, possibly Sean Bean.
Is he gonna die?
He better not die.
And for the American crew, Bryan Cranston, Michael Keaton, Lawrence Fishburne, Robert Downey Jr., Bradley Cooper, Jamie Foxx, Pedro Pascal.
Oh, yes, a thousand times, yes.
Joseph Gordon Levitt, Jason Bateman, Jake Gyllenhaal. Yeah. Ryan Gosling. And I was thinking maybe Tom Cruise, you know, as the villain.
I'd like to see that. I almost cast him in my movie, actually, as well. I just think back to like Tropic Thunder and what he did in that.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'd love to see him kind of put into a role where he's not really Tom Cruise. Because, you know, a lot of movies, Tom Cruise is kind of Tom Cruise, but you're fine with it. But yeah, you want him to be maybe a little bit something else. But yeah, no, I like that. Hey, that's a hell of a cast, man. That's, I like the idea of something like the two-team aspect. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
How about okay. You? Right, so my pitch. So I was, at first, before I started doing this, I was all up for a reboot. And then for reasons unbeknown to me, I decided to rewatch The Flash. To see if I could give it another chance. And watching the very end scene with spoilers, George Clooney come out, and yeah. You know, he's dressed in his suit and stuff like that. I'm just like, yeah, you could still do this. Do you know what I mean? I was just like, you've got another one in you. So I've actually gone for a sequel.
All right.
I've gone for a sequel. So what I've done is I've kind of done a little synopsis. So I'm going to talk you through some points. So there's some scenes which I thought about quite clearly, which I'd like to do. Others, you know, it would need work. So basically opens in prison. And it's a parole hearing. You seat down, someone comes in and sits down. Very much throwback to how the original opens, Ocean's 11 opened. And they ask the guy, you know, so, you know, what's happened? You know, do you think you'd be, you know, you're regretful for what you did? What led you to these actions? And he just said, well, my mother died when I was very young. My dad was not around much due to work. Fell into some bad crowds. I was easily influenced. And as I was looking for stability, you know, these people gave me that. And so they said, well, if you were released, do you think you'd be fine? Same kind of patterns. And he's like, well, my mom isn't going to die again. So no, I think I'll be fine. So it's very much a throwback to the original Danny, where he's like, he got a divorce. Do you think you're following the same patterns? He's like, no, she's not going to divorce me again. Mm-hmm. So it's a real throwback to that. And then, so this guy's name is Richard. Okay. So let me get this right. It's Richard Ryan. Okay. This person. So
Richard Ryan.
Richard Ryan. So
okay, I know who he is.
Is Rusty's son. Yeah. Okay. So it's a little bit of twist at the beginning. The reason why I came up with that is I watched the end of Ocean's 13 just to remind me how it ended. And Danny says to Rusty, you need to settle down, have yourself a couple of kids. And I was like, okay, that is where I'm going to take it.
Mm.
Okay, so Rusty's going to be the one that has kids, because he was like, not in relationships, not in that world. So that's where it's going to be. So, but then we got Richard. He visits Uncle Danny and asks him to back him on a job, you know. So Danny isn't dead, you know, he was legally dead on paper, but he's retired with all his money. He's doing very well for himself. He's absolutely fine. But Richard wants to get back on his feet. He's like, you know, this stuff happened to me. I'm still young, got my whole life ahead of me. I want to do one job, set me up for life, and that's it. I won't ever ask anything for it again. He's like, why are you not going to your dad to speak to him about this? And he's just like, we're not speaking. I don't want my dad involved in this at all. So he says he agrees. So Danny's like, okay, I'll back you. That's fine. You know, have you got a team? He's like, yeah, I've got a team. He's like, how many? He's like, including myself, 13. And Danny's like, I think you might need 14. Okay. So this is Ocean's 14. So the recruiting starts. So we start meeting all the different characters. And then basically it gets to a point where everything seems to be going great. But then they find they need access to some advanced security systems. And Richard doesn't have anybody for that. So he says to Danny, look, we're missing this one person. Do you know anybody? He's like, I've heard of someone, only by name only. But the only person that I know who's ever contacted him is Rusty, your dad. So Danny convinces Richard to go see his dad to try and recruit this person. So Rusty sees his son. He's like, you know, I tried to visit you in prison. He's like, yep, I didn't want to know. I don't care. Because when he was younger, Rusty just wasn't around. He wasn't that father figure that he wanted him to be. Mm-hmm. So Rusty agrees to help his son out. And he goes, right, I've got a guy. We'll go see him. They go to visit their guy. And this guy is like the surprise cameo of the movie. It's going to be Leonardo DiCaprio. So let's call him Frank. Okay, because I just want to see Brad Pitt, George Clooney, and Leonardo DiCaprio all in a room together. So he's like, yep, I've got this new system, best in the world. It's untraceable, based custom software, and has advanced security protocols. And when the team go visit this person, they've already got sort of like an IT guy. But he's like, look, I can't crack this in time for you to get the job done. It's not going to be any good to us. So Frank, who's Leonardo DiCaprio, he says, well, look, I've got a person who helped me write the software. They might want to be a part of your team. And Rusty's like, no, I don't want this person involved. It's not going to happen. And then out steps out Anya Taylor-Joy, who is going to be called Ruby. And that is Rusty's second child. So it's Richard's sister. So he's had himself a couple of kids. He doesn't know anything about this. He's been in prison for 5 years. He's like, what happened? You were going to university. Everything's fine. Yeah, okay. But then I started working for Frank and I did this and look, I want to help you. Yeah, let's, you know, family business. So Danny's like, so that's 14. And he's like, that's 14. And Rusty's like, Dad, Rusty then says to Danny, he's like, have a couple of kids, you said. It'll ground you, you said. So it's just like, you know, so it's like, what the hell? And yeah, and so that's kind of the setup of the movie. And then obviously you're going to go through the heist and stuff like that. So here, I'll go you through some of my cast of characters who I've got. So I'll start with Richard Ryan. So I've got Miles Teller from Whiplash and Top Gun Maverick. His sort of like go-to guy, his best friend is going to be Timothy Chalamet from Dune and the upcoming Wonka movie. I just thought that might be a nice mix. I think Chalamet can look good in a suit as well. So, and then for our sort of like IT guy, we've got Paul Dano, The Fablemans, Dumb Money, The Batman. Then we've got our pickpocket, who's Daniel Kaluuya from Get Out and Nope. Explosives, we got Barry Keoghan. I think he can nail that role from like Eternals and also the Batman. Then we've got Gabriel LaBelle, a sort of like bait distraction. So Gabriel LaBelle, he is from The Fablemans. He was the lead actor in that. I just thought he was so good in that movie. I was like, I have to put him into this cast because I think he could have that Gift of the Gab type of character, fast talking. Then we've got sort of like a character man who's going to be Simu Liu from Shang-Chi. Then we've got Brian Tyree Henry, who's going to be sort of equipment supply. And then costumes, we've got Evan Peters, Quicksilver, or Jeffrey Dahmer from that series. We've got another character man, and I've got Eben Moss Backrach. He is cousin in the Bear series on Disney Plus. If you haven't seen The Bear on Disney Plus or FX, go see it. It's amazing. 2 seasons. And if you know what cousin is, you'll be saying cousin forever after watching this series. Like cousin. Then I wanted sort of like a couple of people that could play off against each other. And just after seeing this movie, it reinforced how I felt about these two actors. So I've got one is Anthony Ramos, who's in Transformers Rise of the Beasts, The Heights, and Dumb Money. And then America Ferrera, who was in Superstore, Dumb Money as well. She'd be my safe cracker. And then we've got the man on the inside. I've got Stephen Graham from Boiling Point. He's one of my favorite character actors. I absolutely love him in everything. He's done so many dramas like BBC ITV and stuff like that. I just had to have him in this movie. And then our 14th person was Anya Taylor-Joy from Chef and The Last Night in Solo, who's Ruby Ryan. I'm going to have a cameo from Matt Damon as Lindus. So basically we'll get to a point in the movie where everything looks like it's about to collapse. He steps in, kind of saves the day, just 2 or 3 minutes, just delivers a couple of lines, changes the trajectory of everything, gets them on their way. You know, it's very much just kind of a nod to that character. So my antagonist for this is going to be Matthew McConaughey. He's going to be my big bad, but he's also going to have his right hand man. And I've gone for Jesse Plemons from Breaking Bad, The Power of the Dog. Because I just think he's so talented. And I just thought those two together, that could be quite a pairing. So that's what I would do with the Oceans franchise. Is there any characters that any of you guys have said or mentioned that you think I'd like them in my movie?
I'd like Brian Tyree to join mine, definitely.
Right, okay.
Brian Tyree Henry, yes. I was like, when you said his name, I was like, I have to get him.
Right. I quite like Chappelle, though. I do quite like Chappelle. That'd be an interesting one.
Anna Taylor-Joy is kind of your Cillian Murphy to Christopher Nolan for you.
Yeah. She's my black cat. She's my like Batwoman. She's my poison ivy. She could be whatever she wants it to be. I think she's just tremendous. I absolutely love her. And her in Chef just was fantastic. And Yeah, so no, exactly. Any project she's getting in there. So I'll keep that woman in business, don't worry. She's cast in everything.
I think you mean the menu. You said chef.
Oh, chef. No, the menu. Sorry. Yeah, the menu. Yeah, no, chef is the...
It's Scarlett Johansson, John Favreau.
Scarlett Johansson, Favreau. Yeah, yeah. So no, the menu. Yeah, thank you for correcting me. Okay, cool. Yeah, no, that's really good. I would... I'm very torn between the reboot and the sequel. I do like the two teams, and potentially, if I was going to do a reboot, I'd almost have Neil's cast plus some of Lee's cast as two or three opposing teams. And I think if you kind of had two teams go up against each other, but then you had like a third team, you could even just throw like Jet Li and Jackie Chan and have like an Asian team that's come over from the East. And
like you say, it could start smaller, and then, like you say, as the story goes on, more people then get involved.
Yeah, like you keep building it up, exactly.
And then, like you say, add some. It's quite difficult to throw so many characters together.
It is, and it's one of those franchises it's one of those franchises which, when you think of the first Ocean's 11, it was just cool. I just came out of the movie thinking that was so cool, just because it seemed effortless, the way it was shot, the dialogue was, it seemed intelligent, but it wasn't. It was just simple. Do you know what I mean? But it was just the way that it was delivered, and it kind of less is more. So when Danny and Rusty were speaking, often it was just the pauses between and the reactions between what they were saying, which delivered more than what the actual words were. So, yeah.
It was very clever, like you say, the way that they had already committed the crime, so to speak, you know, with the video camera, you know, and that whole thing was very, very clever.
Yeah. And the thing is, when you do something like that, it's then hard to try and be bigger or better to try and manage the twist and the expectations. And I think it's not necessarily about being bigger, but it's just trying to be smarter, but not overcomplicate it like the Rick and Morty episode just took the piss, where it's like a joke with inside a joke with inside a joke with inside a joke. You need it to be clever because the audience is expecting it, but trying to point them in one direction where they think that's how it's going to twist, but then it's going to be something else. So, Okay. Well, look, that's going to wrap it up for this episode, guys. Thank you very much for your inputs. I really appreciate it. This is the kind of length I'd like episodes to be. So like 35, 40 minutes, nice and digestible. Last week was like an hour and 50 minutes. It was like, I had over 2 hours and all I could do is cut it down to an hour and 50. It was ridiculous. But hey, we've been gone for like 5 months.
It was a good listen. Yeah,
cool. I appreciate that. Well, it's glad to know that you're listening as well. Okay, thanks very much for joining me today, gentlemen. Really appreciate your thoughts and ideas.
Thank you.
Guys, let us know what you thought in the comments. You know, would you go for a sequel or reboot? What do you think of our casting ideas? Let us know what you would do with this movie franchise. As always, please make sure you like and subscribe to our channel, and you can check our podcast out on any way you can get your podcast, and obviously the video is available on YouTube. Anything else, gentlemen, before we go? Nope, nothing else to
do. Good.
All right. That's it for now. Right. Until next time, peace out.
Peace.